Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. By the way, Jeff Andrew will be on the show tomorrow, and we'll ask him a lot of stuff, but we'll talk with him about the continuing controversy around Signal. And as I predicted right at the beginning of the week, this is about Hegseth. That's where they're going. Pete is where they're going, more than Waltz. And again, the strategy of not admitting there was a mistake here and we're not going to use Signal again, I think is the way to go. I know, certainly, firing somebody is not the way to go. That's just going to get the mobbed more revved up to go after. Even if fire Waltz, they want Pete Hegseth. They want Hegseth out. Well, you know, they want everybody to go after. But whatever you would do in that front is not going to stop them from continuing. But you're seeing a growing list of Republican senators who are also under pressure say, well, they ought to admit it was a mistake. And then with that, what the fix is. So do you see what the downside of that would be? People see it's a mistake. Shouldn't have done it on Signal. We know all the rationale. You can put that in with it. Look, it was on here, Biden, etc. I'm kind of surprised that Ratcliffe of the CIA, because I've seen him over the years, and he's a really competent guy. I'm surprised that he was on Signal with this. Maybe they didn't know that Pete Hegseth was going to give some of the details that they would be attacking in the near future, the Houthis. But tough position for him. And the vice president was on it. I love what the vice president said on it. So there are a couple of bottom lines. The mission was very successful. Thank God. Vance looks really good here enunciating what I think is truly the mind of President Trump with the Europeans. Why don't they bomb, etc.? Three, this was a lively and very intelligent debate around some of this stuff. Spoke well with that. The problem is, there are two of them and one's an unknown. You shouldn't do this on Signal. You should not do it on Signal. So, you know, it's not my job or my mentality to spin that and say, oh, don't admit to that. No, that's the truth. Part two of that is, how did the name get in there? You know, what is it they're looking at that we haven't gotten that answer yet? And it seems like a lot of journalists are inside the phone one way or another of Mike Waltz. That doesn't mean he's wrong to do that. But this guy, of all people, is not somebody you want to be dealing with. I don't think you can deal with him successfully. He's just going to come after you. I'm talking about Goldberg. The polling indicates Americans are paying attention. Is it overwhelming like Watergate? No, it's not. But it's not something that's going to go away easily. Why? Democrats have nothing else. What else are they going to rev up on? What else are they going to do? They don't have anything else. So they're going to dig their heels in. They're going to go through this continuously. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push pound 1210. By the way, and then I'm coming to your calls. Delaware Valley Journal today, where I write, and you know, I've been not writing the last couple, but I will be. Linda, the editor over there, has a piece up today that plays right into what we're talking about. Headline, Delaware Valley Journal reporting leads to hearing on government use of auto erase apps. This involves the school boards like Central Bucks was one of them in the forefront of this, apparently Pennsbury. And what they were doing is they were doing official business, Democrats, progressives here, on this, because then it auto erases. And Delaware Valley Journal is the one that broke this, continues to talk about it when the Inquirer and others will not. So double standards here of the Biden years, all the screw-ups they have, including Afghanistan, duly noted. You still may be in the camp saying, well, this is just going to go away. Truly, today, there's less heat on this, less new developments. But that does not mean they're searching the world to try to keep this alive and go forward. I think the bottom line is, don't do Signal anymore. Is that hard? It seems they have other modalities, other things they can do. I understand the challenge. You have busy people that are spread around the world. Another thing, I said this the other day, limit the number of people that you need to have on this. Remember, why was the Vindman guy, remember that, listening in on the call with President Trump and Ukraine? Well, he's the expert. Come on, this is not about expertise. You don't. The more of these people you get in on this, the more likelihood there's either going to be a screw-up, or Vindman wasn't a screw-up. They wanted him on that. You saw what he did. Fewer people. And I don't understand why the Mideast envoy in Russia had to be on it on his phone in Russia. No, he doesn't need to know it at that point. Someone debrief him later on. Do something. We don't need to go through this stuff. Are you crazy? These are American lives that are at stake. The fewer people, the more it's contained, the more secure it is. That's what we ought to be saying. That's what we're going to do. I don't think that's an admission of anything. I think that's what the American people would want to hear, and you move on with it. Otherwise, we're going to continue to go down this, and you actually do it. And again, there were an inordinate number of people on this, apparently, engaged in this, and yet no one was savvy enough to go, wait a minute, who's this person on here? Didn't they check that? We still haven't gotten the answer. Let's get the answer to that, put that out there, then move on. But as far as the conversation and the debate, I love what J.D. Vance said. He's consistent. We're seeing these people in private say what they say in public. That's a good takeaway. That's a very good takeaway. Now, let's just put a knife in this and move on. Not going to use Signal again. Or the circumstance would, and, you know, arguing how many angels on the head of a pin. Over, was this classified? Wasn't it classified? Not the way to go. All right, Paul's got a great question. Then we'll have Dom's Money Melody, among other things. Let's go to Paul in the Northeast. Sorry, Paul, for the wait. Go ahead.
All right. Good afternoon, Dom. You already stole the question from me. I'm teeing it up.
Yes.
So I'm just going to get right to it. What's the downside for Republicans crossing over to Democrats for in the primary to vote against Krasner?
I don't see any. You know, we want people to remember to go back to try to keep those numbers up. But to vote against him in the Democrat primary, there is none. I mean, when you have just the lowest Republican organization that I've ever seen, Vince and the boys are afraid of me, Paul, running it, that can't even come up with a candidate. And they tell us, oh, you know what it's like to have a candidate for something like this. My God, how hard did they try?
Yeah, the only downside I see to it, if we're going to do this in mass, we got to all vote for the same candidate, and it's got to be one popular with the Democrats.
Yeah, Dugan, yeah.
It's not going to do any good just to go in there and register a protest vote against Krasner.
No, not at all. Got to vote for Dugan. That's the only way to get over the top on this, without a doubt, Paul. So, no, I would endorse it. You have no say in Phil. And now, usually, people on the other side would say, oh, so you're doing this just to spite Krasner. Well, what choice do we have where there's no Republican candidate here? We want our vote to count. And in Philadelphia, that means you got to go and vote in the Democrat primary.
Agreed.
Yeah, exactly, Paul. Do you have a name change?
Yeah, the ancient Greek name for Amon Jordan was Philadelphia.
I didn't know that.
It's also the name of the Egyptian Gaza border crossing, the Philadelphia Corridor. That was the trade route.
Yes, that's true. That's a good one. Thank you, Paul. Hope I answered that question. Yeah, we don't even have a candidate. I mean, it's not surprising. I'm not saying it's easy in Philadelphia, but how did Picozzi win in Northeast Philadelphia? There are corridors, there are rooms. We got to fight every battle. And you know why it's important. It's not just about Philadelphia. We have to do it because these elections are statewide. Now, we're trying to get on the head of the Republican, the GOP, who was on before, and he was very good, to talk about what happened. I'm still not off Lancaster County. And I got to tell you, if you're not following Scott Presler, you got to follow this guy. It is one of a kind. His effort now in Wisconsin, I can tell he's thinking his home court there, the Amish, Lancaster County, how did we lose that? The mail-in ballot situation. And again, if you don't get by now voting by mail-in ballot, banking the vote, then telling others they can go after others who haven't done it, that's what Democrats successfully did there. It's not a protest vote. They're enraged and Democrats are coming alive. They beat us on the ground. That's exactly what they did. All right, 855-839-1210. That will get you a line. I mentioned this lawsuit coming off what's happened at Columbia with these people that shouldn't be here, like the Hamas sympathizer organizer who blocked Jewish students, was harassing them, that's going to be deported, hopefully. The lawsuit alleges 3 minutes before Hamas began its attack on October 7th, the Columbia Students for, the SJP, Students for, is that Justice for Palestine? Students for Justice in Palestine, the biggie. They posted on their Instagram, "We are back, baby." I added baby. And announced its first meeting of the semester would be announced and the viewers should stay tuned. The allegation is there's evidence that in general, they knew something that weekend might happen against Israel, that they had that good of a connection, the one guy we're talking about. Maybe not exactly what happened on October 7th. It should amaze us that we're even talking about this guy, supportive of what happened on October 7th. He's here, maybe legally, maybe not, the green card, the whole thing. Why would we need people in this country who are not American citizens, we have to deal with them too, who supports October 7th? Of what social use is that to us? Oh, we need a different opinion here. There is no other opinion on October 7th. This is like gravity or beyond. There's no other opinion. As their method, they raped, tortured, killed parents and kids in the most ghastly way in front of each other. They are not even animals. Support of that puts you down on that level. We don't need you here. Now, if you're an American citizen, then, it's much more difficult. But we don't need you here if there's a methodology to get you out of the country. All right, Henry, right now it's time for...
It's Dobbs. Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
That's it. And today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see the Rascals' 60th anniversary tour on April 18th at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania. For tickets and more information, visit Keswick Theater, theatre.com, and tell them to make sure that the Dom Giordano sign is up there on the billboard. A big picture, you know, my right side should be up there, Joe Conklin. They can put Bernie Perron up there with a hockey stick. I don't mind. I'll be in a basketball uniform that night.
They got a picture of you in a basketball uniform?
Oh, absolutely. We played in very short. That was a much better look than the baggy thing. Although when Dan first met me and started doing the show, I had this pair of green shorts. For some reason, I went overboard the other way.
They were capris.
Yes, that were incredibly baggy. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they were.
They
I don't know if I have shots of that.
Jeez.
Very long.
I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, and they were so long and loose, I guess, that change would fall out, cell phones would fall out. They were a nice green. I like green.
I figured they'd be deep pockets. I guess not.
No, they were, but still, when you're that long.
Deep.
Yeah, I have to go
reverberation.
Back.
Reverberation.
Yeah, I have an interview coming up with Jalen Rose. I think they're the first guys to wear this stuff. So what do you have, Henry?
I'm actually going to take it down because I got a special one today because we're talking name changes. And one of the most well-known songs about a name change is that Istanbul to Constantinople. Got Istanbul to Constantinople. I think Henry's got a little bit of it. Yeah, we all know this song. We all know this song. So, Dom, I thought I'd take this song, I would play it in a different language, and we want to know what language it's being sung in today.
Oh, my God.
So, Dom, my clue today related to our other language is one directly related to sushi. I know you love sushi. You're a big fan of sushi.
I do like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this, but Japan is very divided on whether or not salmon sushi is indeed a good thing to eat. A lot of Japanese people think it's disgusting because for the longest time it was known as a dirty fish that you shouldn't eat raw. But then the 80s came around and a guy from this country that the language is being sung in of the cover song, a guy from this language, this country, goes to Japan and tells that they have so much salmon in their country that there's a new type of sushi they should be making called salmon sushi. And starting in the 80s, that's where salmon sushi came from. It actually originated in this country that we're playing this cover song in. So we want to know the origin country of salmon sushi, which provides the language for Istanbul to Constantinople cover we're about to play. So country?
Wait, before we do that, what these people have to do for a pair of tickets here? They're needing geography lessons. All right, go ahead.
So we want to know what language this is being covered in, Dom, which provided the world salmon sushi. Yes, we want to know what language this is being covered in. Again, this language gave us salmon sushi. They had so much salmon in their country, they brought it to Japan and sold the idea, which took over. And now you go to a sushi place, it's near the top of the menu, Dom. So we want to know what language, what country this song is being sung in.
All right, hit us with that at 855-839-1210. Quite a startling catalog today. By the way, coming up, I'll get into this. Sad that Stefanik is withdrawn as UN ambassador. Oh, God. Republicans just cannot. The reason is the close vote. I'll give you the details on that. That just happened coming down right now. But hit us with this, and we'll send you off to see the Rascals at the Zlock, one of our favorite spots here on Talk Radio 1210.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, I'm getting exhausted trying to repeat the methodology on this. In 30 words or less, Dan?
Yes, back in the 80s, this country that covered the song, the language, they introduced salmon sushi to the world. After Japan considered salmon as raw, dirty, they convinced Japan otherwise. Yes. And now Japanese people are divided on whether salmon sushi is actually a legitimate sushi.
All right, and we're looking for the country of origin.
Of salmon sushi. And this song.
This song.
Well, this version of this song.
This version of this song.
Take a listen.
All right, Lori in West Deptford, I can feel it, is keyed in on this. Hey, Lori. Lori, are you following all this from Dan? You got it, the sushi, the song?
It's a great explanation.
Thank you, Lori.
Don't egg him on here. So, Lori, what's the country of origin of this version?
Is it Norway?
Hey!
All right. You know, he usually goes with Finland, but Norway today made it. Same thing. The Finns have more Yeah, the Finns seem to me have more saunas. I'm a fan of a sauna. I'd love to have a sauna sponsor.
Finns have more saunas, but less salmon, Dom.
Yes, and do a show from the sauna. Got it working up a good sweat
with
here.
With some salmon sushi?
Yeah. I do like sushi. Ro loves it. Lo's bananas. Maisie, like
sushi? Oh, she's obsessed. Yeah, okay. She loves the spicy salmon.
And Henry, are you a sushi guy?
Never really had it.
What?
No, I don't really like seafood to begin with. So.
All right. You know what? Somebody
You're
out there
an Italian,
listening.
You don't like seafood?
Wait a minute. That's it.
I like
he's
salt.
Out. He's out. Get him out. Get him out of here.
Mostly shellfish I don't like.
Tom, you're out. Yeah, but I don't like seafood. You're out, Tom. You can't be a wartime consigliere. No seafood. That's just.
What do you do at the Feast of Seven Fishes?
Yeah, that's right. He's out. We have to tag somebody else in here.
Celebrated that like once in the last, I don't know how many years.
All right.
Dom has to have one.
What gets revealed? I have to do it this year. Yeah. That's much to me. Dr. Benz, every time it's in my mouth. Yes, Dr. Benz, we're doing the Seven Fishes.
I love that he holds
year.
You hostage.
Yeah, I'm hostage. Well, you can't get down out of the chair until we do it.
I'm going to stick my pick right into your gum, Dom, if you don't do it.
Is it safe? Henry, movie reference? Is it safe?
Oh, man.
Dan? Well, I don't go to Dan a movie reference.
You don't
no?
want to be on those.
Come on. Is it safe? Dustin Hoffman's in the chair. Is it safe?
Is it safe?
Roy Schneider.
Rain Man?
No.
Roy Schneider.
Marathon Man.
I haven't seen it.
Close.
Okay. Yeah, Marathon Man. The torture is a dentist. I wonder what dentists think. When right in there. Yeah. He opens up the kit. You see all those tools, and that's all they're going to do. There's no Novocaine here.
Never seen it.
That scene alone is very good. All right. So Lori is the winner. A couple things developing. Not so good. One, Elise Stefanik. Just revealed, is out as the UN ambassador. President Trump asked her to stay in. So there we go. And the, and I don't know this publication, but the Jewish Insider spoke to a number of weasel U.S. senators for a report about what's happened with Signal here. And that dropped on Thursday. And the guy Mullen and Tom Tillis defended Vance. In what we know he said in the transcript. I'm not just defending Vance. I'm touting Vance as the guy here. Now the word is that Trump has buyer's remorse. How many times have we heard this about Vance? Remember during the campaign and all, the eyeliner and everything else? Vance has turned out, you saw in the debate, even better than we thought. He is the odds on, I'd say almost the prohibitive odds on to be the Republican nominee in 2028. You saw him in Quantico yesterday, a real Marine, former Marine. You know the history. Now, I think J.D. Vance was spectacular in what we hear. And again, does President Trump just want people here that are going to say, bomb him, and that's it, because we're intuiting that rather than talking it out? He talked about, well, this is inconsistent, is it not? What about the European allies? Shouldn't they be doing the bombing? Yeah, that's exactly right. So in what universe do seven Republican weasel senators tell the Jewish Insider Trump has buyer's remorse? Look at what Vance did here. You followed this all week, just as I did. Vance was the best here, in my view. And it was a debate, lively, the others, the reason to do this, Biden hadn't done it and all that. Vance was making several very good points here, though. Particularly, what about the Europeans? The 3% of our shipping goes through there. The Europeans are much more than that. What about them? What about forcing that? Isn't that the Trump message? Because realize, yeah, the Houthis you may think of as primitive and the whole deal there, they're in Yemen. They have some pretty good technology, somewhat, shooting down American planes, our pilots. So Vance looking at that, yeah, let the Europeans do it. I don't see. Who knows inside the mind of President Trump fully, you know, I mean, he's a master, but buyer's remorse over Vance, that's just ridiculous. And several people on Twitter noting something. I don't know if it's like the Tide Pod challenge or the challenge with, I had it done at an Andy's Diner, and it was a hot day and it still was a lot, the Ice Bucket Challenge. Did you guys do the ice bucket challenge? Have it poured over you for charity?
No.
Oh, man, this guy went wild. These were giant ice cubes. I was pelted. It was freezing, even on a hot day. When you have it a big bucket like that thrown.
Do we have a video archive of that somewhere?
I wish we did. I had pictures. I may have to find them and put them up on Twitter. But is keying a Tesla now the new Tide Pod challenge? I don't know if there's enough challenges out there. We might want to think about that as a side question.
Is it a challenge, though?
Well,
like, I don't think, is anyone filming themselves and being like, yo, Tesla keying challenge?
Yeah, they're well, they don't call it that, but they're filming themselves. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Down with the man, yo.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is the thing you have to do if you want to, I'm sure they're showing that, but I've seen people caught on camera doing a selfie, filming themselves doing and running. Yeah.
What are they posting it is the question. That's what constitutes a trend, you know?
Yeah, okay. Like
hashtag, media following.
Right. This is an illegal act, though. So it's going to be fewer people, as crazy as they are, actually, I think, putting it up as you would a Tide Pod or the Ice Bucket Challenge. I wonder if there are enough challenges. Bungee jumping was a challenge at one point of sorts.
Stealing Kias.
Right. Yeah, that
Trump.
Was. Yeah, you know, there might be. We're always looking for a good side question. Today's is this Constantinople obvious Christian challenge to a change to Istanbul, a name change of some sort. Somebody had a great one that's a boundary of Philadelphia. I'm not going to say it, but next break, I think would have been a winner to me because of what the reason they did it. But you get in right now at 855-839-1210, AT&T, Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push #1210. Okay, let's talk about a place. I think it's been named Sicily forever because that's where we're going. You just visit Sicily. You're taking it home with you. You fall head over heels in love. This ancient crossroads of civilization, the Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, all these people, and on and on and on. They all said, take me to Sicily. So Ro and I are saying the same thing to you. Join us again. We've been to Italy twice, once about 8-9 years ago, second time 2 years ago. But now we're branching out to Sicily, which is Mediterranean Europe, and Calabria this fall. Conservative Tours is the constant, though. You know them. You may have been on some trips with us or Dawn. They're unbelievable. $55.44. That's it, including airfare. The dining events, check that box. You are going to be raving about them. We see bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. Go to conservativetours.com or even better, get started. Call them now. Get all the info, all the details. 888-733-9494. Of course, in addition to all things Sicily, the Godfather Tour. Parts of all three of the Godfather movies were locales that we'll visit. The crown jewel of Sicily, I'm told, is Taormina. Mount Etna, of course, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. Ancient, charming, picturesque, a country within a country. Savoca is on our list. If you know any of these places, or you've been, you know what this is like. It's incredible. Just get the details now. Take a look at the full details. 888-733-9494. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Look, we want to get these Tesla people, but I'm not going to fall into the trap of progressives. The Washington, D.C. police are going to be charging, it seems, the lion's share of what's being done there to hate crimes. I get the domestic terrorism, the language being used and the law around that. I'm not going with hate crimes ever. Obviously, you're a hater. I mean, you know, it's a hate crime. You murdered someone. The murder is the thing that counts, not the hate crime nonsense of progressives. Let's not fall into their trap. But the Metro Police Department says a message scrawled across a Tesla was, ask me about my support of Nazis on the side. Get it? One teacher's who had a Tesla. Quote, go Doge, I support Musk killing the Department of Education, written across its windshield in an elementary school parking lot. She ruled out getting rid of her vehicle to ward off further vandalism. Good for her. I just support tracking down every single one of these people, maximum extent of the law. Let's see. I'm looking at another guy in Vegas where they blew up the cars. They painted Resist on the Tesla dealership doors. You know that this Saturday is the national takedown Tesla all around the world. And people over in Bucks County will be out there at the Tesla dealership in Warminster. But no, I don't support the hate crime stuff. Let's go to Brock in Charleston, Pennsylvania, who might be a first-time caller. We always welcome that. Hey, Brock, good Thursday. Welcome in.
Thank you. I have never called any radio station ever. And so I just want to tell you, like, so my name change is like MCI to Verizon.
Ooh,
like Verizon has like a
like
Verizon has like a $35 bill like I've had for like 27 years. They've never cleared.
Let's keep that going. Yeah.
There's that, and then the other thing is like I coached like CYO ball for 14 years,
right?
And all the girls cared about like softball. All the girls cared about was like Slurpees, because
right.
After every game, like I would like I would rotate, like I would let every player like pitch and hit leadoff, and all they cared about, like I had like a half cola Slurpees and half cherry Slurpees, and so that's where I'm at.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Now this leadoff stuff, though, did you look at their on base percentage? Did you go lefty, righty? Come on now.
No, I did not. I did not because, like, listen, I was a kid of less than means. And so, like, whenever every kid came up, like, I examined kids, and they had, like, bad upbringings. But I let every kid pitch, and, like, I let every kid play leadoff.
Gotcha. Well,
and, so and by the way, these kids are like in their 30s these days. And they still call me back and they say, Coach Brock, thank you.
Oh, boy, that's got to feel over. Why did you give it up, Brock, though? What was it? Was it the Slurpees? Here's a great name.
No, Dom, it wasn't the Slurpee. It was like, what do you call it? I aged out, I guess.
Oh, now, come on now. We got to get you back on there. Make that. There's a girls softball team out there just waiting for you to go out there with the slur. I'm serious, Brock.
No,
you should never give that up. Come on.
No, I'm so serious. I thank you so much for taking my phone call.
You are welcome, Brock.
I've listened to you like for like 10 years. I can't
Well,
believe
wait,
it.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. We got a problem there. What were you doing the other 27 years out there? Yes. Come on. It's 37. Well, it's 38 to carry the two. Yeah.
Listening, carry the two.
Yeah.
Carry the one.
All right. Well, thank you, Brock.
And by the way, Dan, you're great. And Henry, I appreciate your, like, I guess, millennial input.
Well, thank you, Brock. I appreciate that.
What a great first-time caller. You know, we should have a first-time caller contest tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
To have you come call in. Why not? Yeah. Brock was great. Thank you, Brock.
Well, can he participate? No,
I'm counting him in my mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm counting him
in
my stuff. He said, oh, Henry, millennials are okay. I'm getting back to the Slurpees.
How do you feel being someone's first time there, Rod? Dom?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Yes, first time. I've had a number of those things. Usually, the first time caller is somebody like that. They're usually firing away. You know, they're upset versus friendly and nice.
He said when we were screening him, he goes, I can't believe I'm talking to you guys right now.
Right. That's some of the behind the scenes. And what I do is I let it go for a minute. When you hear that, not saying anything, then you're going to hear, listen, buddy, that's the moment of truth to see what they're willing to do. I mean, if they're calling in and they're really passionate about, that's mm-hmm. one thing. But if they're going to go down Broadway, this is like almost threatening. Then you let it go for a while. Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. The Vegas police. Have a suspect apparently shot into those vehicles there, Tesla and the Molotov cocktails. Look, on Saturday, we have this, Henry, you have that, right? The one in Cherry Hill, I forget the cut.
I do.
I think, yeah. Here's imagine this maniac, and the Cherry Hill police are on this. I'd make this job one in Cherry Hill. He apparently, we have two separate people, according to 6ABC, that this guy was accosting. More than accosting. He could have created a vehicle. Somebody could have mm-hmm. gotten killed with what is described here. Here's what he did to go after. And remember, they had that rally, anti-Tesla rally, over in Cherry Hill last Saturday. Here's a description of another anti-Tesla guy.
Demonstrations like this are taking place at Tesla dealerships nationwide as people protest the Department of Government Efficiency and the head of it, Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Cherry Hill police say there were no issues during this protest on Saturday, but they are now investigating a Tesla situation that happened later that day.
Honestly, I couldn't believe that it happened here.
This man who asked to not be identified says he was driving his Tesla in his Cherry Hill neighborhood Saturday evening when his car's cameras captured a red Acura SUV pass him, make a U-turn, and come back.
He passed us super fast on the left and start test braking us.
Then video shows the driver of the Acura attempt to block the road before driving toward the Tesla.
He pulled over super close to my car and just started screaming the F word towards me and my child.
Is this the same car?
Yes, it is.
It was.
Red Acura SUV, that's him.
Miriam Cherry lives in the same neighborhood. She says she and her family encountered the same man shortly after as they were driving her Tesla.
He was driving on the wrong side of the road.
God.
And driving very erratically.
She says the man started driving toward them, forcing them to reverse down a street and back
reverse
up into someone's driveway.
The person driving the red SUV blocked us from pulling out of the driveway, rolled down his window, said, "You know why, right?" and flipped us the middle finger.
That's when Cherry suspected the confrontation was about her car, a purchase she says was about being environmentally friendly, not political. Oh. As for her neighbor, he has a message for the driver of this SUV.
Get a life, leave us alone, and keep your own opinion to yourself.
God, that guy's out of Central Casting with the accent there.
Get a life. Yeah. Love it.
But you heard what she said. I'm an environmentalist. Maybe you want to check out what the other side is doing. Look, this guy is a menace. We will report when the Cherry Hill police catch him. This should be job one. Just think they had a backup, the stuff that could have been done here with these menaces. By the way, Dan just reminded me, too. I don't know if we had that number. Maybe we'll get him on tomorrow. That there will be a Tesla Doge support rally, I guess, on the opposite side of York Road. That's this Saturday, March 29th. A meet at the Tesla 700 York Road, Warminster, Pennsylvania. Flags will be waving. I think this is the Bucks County Patriots, we were told. So I'm glad to see that. And it's not about Tesla. It's not about Elon Musk. It's about enough already. Okay, let's go to deplorable. Yeah, Brock, a tough act to follow. Mate beats Carmen? I don't know about that.
It's a deplorable, Ed said, in your contest of first-time callers from the year.
Ah, yes.
Brock has a tough act to beat in Carmen, the caller with the accent, who's fantastic when she calls every time.
Yeah, but Carmen was more professional, like she had done, you know what I mean, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it seems like
she
called other
stations. This guy
before was
legitimate. This guy was just, you can't make this up. Thank you, Brock. Bill and Buck says a little bit more, and he's got an answer here. All right, Bill, what do you have today? Hi.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted, you did mention about Saturday.
Yes.
Tesla dealership, it's a pro-Tesla Doge rally. And they'll be flag waving. They'll have American flags, Trump flags, you name it. It'll be out there.
I bet. I set the over and under at the side that you're talking about, Bill. 5-1 will have American flags versus the other side's puny number of American flags.
They didn't have any that I saw.
Oh,
they just had signs.
You know
they
what?
Just had signs.
If I could go there and document that, I may have to go there just to see zero American flags.
I don't know if there's going to be counter people there from the other party. I have no idea what's going to happen, but I'll be there.
Good.
So I'll take a look.
Okay.
And I might even pull out my cell and do some video and see what comes out of it.
Please send it to us. So, Bill, what's your answer to the side today?
Dunkin' Donuts became Dunkin'.
Yeah, I think that's a bad change. I like Dunkin' Donuts and just say Dunkin',
so
like everybody knows. What's wrong with Dunkin' Donuts?
Because the focus isn't on donuts anymore. It's on coffee.
They expanded the menu.
I know that, but or is it they don't want people knowing you're eating donuts? That's a negative.
Right. Well, yeah. It is what it is.
How is it a negative?
Well, it's unhealthy.
Yeah, people think donuts
yeah,
make America healthy.
Putting all that sugar and cream in your coffee every morning.
Wait, Henry. I would eat 6 chocolate chip cookies, not think a thing of it. If you have them, we do an event at Mulligan's. Put them near me. You're not getting any. But I would not eat a donut. Something about, you can't eat a donut. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Dan's the same thing. He's not eating donuts.
I'm the same way.
What?
Yeah.
Because you know with a donut, you can't hide it if you're eating donuts.
Here I'm working on my second Rita's and second Coca-Cola of the day, but too much sugar in a donut.
Not a donut. Oh, something you can't be caught dead eating. All right. It is
6 cookies, though.
It is the lightning round yet. I think I got Rich has a great one here. We're coming to him next. Hit us with your all-time name change here on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Got some great ones here. Name changes. Rich in Westville. All right, Rich, what's yours?
Mine is about 1960. William Levitt and Sons built a large mass-produced housing development in Willingboro, New Jersey, and they changed the name to Levittown. And the residents there had a referendum, and they voted to change it back to Willingboro. And just a quick comment, I relocated here from Levittown, Long Island, where I grew up in the 1950s.
Right.
It was the first mass-produced housing development in the country, and it was a child's paradise. We had swimming pools, ballparks, bowling alleys, little village greens with a drugstore and a gas station. Kudos to William Levitt and Sons.
Exactly. In Levittown, when I think of middle class here, it's top three. What place would you say? Levittown. Joe of Exton, Talk Radio 1210, out there in the big highfalutin suburbs. Joe, what's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. Good
afternoon, Joe.
In the city of Chester, there was a school by the name of Pennsylvania Military College, which underwent a transformation and became known as Widener College and later Widener University.
Hi, Joe. Thank you. I played against some of those guys, not all of them, and scored 34 points, so I'd rather be called Pennsylvania Military College. Basketball team maybe wasn't that good.
Yeah, no, the military academies don't typically have hoopers.
Yeah, all right. Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's yours today?
Mine today is West Point, New York. Originally a fort designed by Polish engineer Thaddeus Kosciuszko, who lived at the Third and Pine in the city. This fort was named after the greatest military officer in the Revolutionary War until he went and happened to share some plans with the British. It was called Fort Arnold. It was named after Benedict Arnold.
Gotcha. And you got a lot in there. All right, Henry, give me your top two or three, and we'll get Dan.
Okay. I like Mitchum 476's answer. Was it Bombay to Mumbai?
That was a very good one. That's one that I don't change,
and I
right?
think one that hits home to you was, the Bishop Newman going to Newman Goretti.
I would have voted for City Avenue from City Line Avenue. It's always City Line Avenue to me. Dan, how about yours?
I really like the City Line, but the Levittown is a great information there. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Right. Duncan, though, spurned a lot of conversation between us.
Yeah. All right, let's go with Duncan.
Duncan it is.
Yeah, even though I still say it should be Dunkin' Donuts. Don't take the donuts away. Richie always next. They'll talk donuts and everything else here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.